Establishing Dust Rings and Forming Planets Within Them, by Eve J. Lee et al. Radio images of protoplanetary disks demonstrate that dust grains tend to organize themselves into rings. These rings may be a consequence of dust trapping within gas pressure maxima, wherein the local high dust-to-gas ratio is expected to trigger the formation of planetesimals and eventually planets. We revisit the behavior of dust near gas pressure perturbations enforced by a prescribed Gaussian forcing and by a planet in two-dimensional, shearing box simulations. We show analytically and numerically that when traveling through Gaussian-like gas perturbations, dust grains are expected to clump not at the formal center of the gas pressure bump but at least 1-2 gas scale heights away, so that with the non-zero relative velocities between gas and grains, drag-induced instabilities can remain active. Over time, the dust feedback complicates the gas pressure profile, creating multiple local maxima. These dust rings are long-lived except when forced by a planet whereby particles with Stokes parameter tau s is less than or equal to 0.05 are advected out of the ring within a few drift timescales. Scaled to the properties of ALMA disks, we find that if a dust clump massive enough to trigger pebble accretion is nucleated in our simulated dust rings, then such a clump would ingest the entire dust ring well within approximately 1 mire. To ensure the survival of the dust rings, we favor a non-planetary origin and typical grain size tau s. This was Establishing Dust Rings and Forming Planets Within Them, by Eve J. Lee et al.